Benedict Arnold. No personality from the American Revolution is more controversial than Benedict Arnold. Born in Connecticut in 1741, Arnold was a successful merchant ship captain when the war broke out in 1775. Dedicated to the cause of independence from Great Britain, Arnold's exploits until his treason are legendary. The capture of Ticonderoga and the incredible Wilderness March to Quebec in 1775, the naval campaign on Lake Champlain in 1776, the Battle of Ridgefield in Connecticut, the relief of Fort Schuyler, and his critical leadership during the battles at Saratoga in 1777. Intelligent, brave, and a natural and inspiring military leader, Arnold was also temperamental and quick to take offense over real or imagined slights. He was several times passed over for promotion while political adversaries charged him with corruption and malfeasance, despite the fact that he used his own funds to support the war effort. His second wound at Saratoga temporarily ended his combat career, and he was later given command of the important military post at West Point. Bitter and frustrated, and perhaps encouraged by his Tory-leaning wife, Peggy Shippen, Arnold secretly planned to betray the fort to the British. When the plan was discovered, Arnold narrowly escaped to British-held New York City. Arnold was made a brigadier general in the British Army and led British forces in Virginia and Connecticut. After the war, he moved to London, dying there in 1801. By changing sides in the midst of what is often considered a civil war with conflicted loyalties as much as a war for independence, Arnold's great successes in the service of his country are almost completely overshadowed by his treasonable actions in 1780.